Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Matter of fact, we made a conscious decision. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching of Darlene Bundage, wonderful woman of God. It's Thursday morning. It's the 23rd of July in the year of our Lord, 2020. Welcome to the broadcast, and this is our hour of power of prayer. I'm Apostle Antone Anthony Horsey. I'll be glad, hallelujah to God, to get this service started this morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I came running when they said unto me, I came running when they said unto me, I came running when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice when he has made me glad. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed, they took the time and prayed. Somebody prayed for me, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed, took the time to pray. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me, hallelujah, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed, took the time to pray. Somebody prayed for me. So let the God arise, enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I'm so excited, oh Lord God, to enter into that court with thanksgiving, oh Lord God, and to enter into that court with praise, oh Lord God. We're thankful this morning here today, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. And we bless your holy day. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. As Pastor Galactica often say, this is a day that no one else has been in, oh Lord God, and only you know what's in this day, Lord God. But we're so glad, oh Lord God, and we're so thankful, Lord, that we have your love, oh Lord God. Because, Lord God, we came to the circle on this Thursday, oh Lord God. Hakoshi Tanakayasa, just to praise your name, oh Lord God. Oh, Lord God, it was a wonderful night, oh, Lord God, resting in the presence of the Lord, the Almighty God, oh, Lord God, as we had slumbered and slept, Lord. Oh, Lord God, it was okay, oh, Lord God. Realizing, oh, Lord God, and coming to the realization in the rest of our sleep, oh, Lord God, that the Almighty God is our Father. Those these things here are ordered, Lord God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. I was trying to pay close heed to Anakayosah, read a little bit of Psalm 27, to give God the praise, hallelujah to God. But as we say, the broadcast is live, hallelujah to God. I've been coming to you live, hallelujah to God, because I realize that God just wants to say something to all that decided that they were going to make a conscious decision on yesterday and on the years that went by to wake up and praise the Lord, hallelujah to God, to come and fellowship at this hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God, at the prayer, deliverance, and ministry, hallelujah to God, and that God is moving by his spirit and by his power, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for this waking us up this morning, oh, Lord God, and starting us on our way, oh, Lord God. Lord God, realize that, oh, Lord God, that there's no one, oh, Lord God, no one greater than you, oh, Lord God. So, God, we just give you the praise, the honor, the glory, hallelujah to God. The excitement, oh, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit is just overwhelming in my soul, oh, Lord God. And as it's going over and as it's bubbling over, Lord God, hallelujah to God, please let it go out over the airways, oh, Lord God. Let it go out, oh, Lord God, in each and every one home, oh, Lord God. Individually, collectively, oh Lord God, let it flow through these fiber optic network, oh Lord God, through the phone line, oh Lord God, to every corner of the earth, oh Lord God, to every continent, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, to all 195 countries, if you please, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, let them know that the prayer deliverance ministry is on the ear, oh Lord God, and this is our hour of power of prayer, oh Lord God, that we have set aside, oh Lord God, with the pastor, oh Lord God, giving us scripture every week, oh Lord God, to reflect on. Some are calling, some she does herself, oh Lord God, but all is welcome here at Pray and Praise Deliverance Ministry, God. Oh, cool, yes, see, God. We are the circle of friends, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know that you're in queue. Hallelujah. I'm excited today. I'm just trying to eat for Shitanaka to get myself calmed down for a little bit. Shitanaka, yes, sir. Because the joy is new. This is like almost like going to the wedding, hallelujah to God, or getting married, hallelujah to God. I'm not talking about failures that we go through. I'm talking about that day when you realize that it came that time that this is the girl that you love, hallelujah to God, and this is the guy that you love, hallelujah to God. And the old folks say something old, something new, something borrowed, something new. There's an excitement in the ear. I'm getting this done. You have your sights set, hallelujah to God, on doing things, they're going forth, hallelujah to God. And we had God before in this, hallelujah. We had his word that I'm getting married, he said, in the morning, the bells are going to chime, hallelujah to God. And you have a promise from God who I've joined together, let no man put asunder, hallelujah to God. And there's just an excitement about it, hallelujah to God. And it's called Holy Matrimony because what they wrote, oh Lord God, was that the dearly beloved, we gathered here together in the eyesight of the Almighty God to join these two together, huh? You and her and him. Hallelujah, God. And holy matrimony. And he said right off there, if anybody finds any cause why these two should not be joined together, hallelujah, let them speak now or forever. Holy peace, hallelujah, God. Nobody said nothing because everybody was excited about, hallelujah, that family's going to come out. Grandchildren are going to be there, hallelujah to God. And we go along and we forget love is it, but that's just one kind of love. But a lot of times we leave the great love out, the one that says that God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. Hallelujah to God. Hey, well, Shitanaka, yes, God, there's none like you. Hallelujah to God. I've been working and so many prayer requests come in and people are calling on the line. Hallelujah to God. And we're called to serve. Hallelujah to God. And we're giving them the best word. Then after a while, God just gives you wisdom on things. Hallelujah to God. And we're excited about that today. I know that you're being cute, but hallelujah to God. I get excited. Hallelujah to God. I was warned by some very prominent people that I get too excited and I just go too far off there and worshiping God. I need to control this thing here. I had to call them back, and I said, you know, I was trying to do what you say, but I haven't found any way just to put a stop on what God's doing. Ekoshi, hallelujah. I just can't find a way to put a stop on his holy power, hallelujah to God. I just can't find it. Paul says to apprehend this thing so I could confine it, hallelujah to God, so I could put it in handcuffs, hallelujah to God, that I could put it somewhere, hallelujah to God. I think Jeremiah tried it, but he started moving and quaking and jumping, hallelujah to God, and then he came to the conclusion it was just like fire shut up in his bones, hallelujah to God. Just wouldn't leave him alone, hallelujah to God. That was before the days of the time of the indwelling spirit of God's Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. You just have to forgive me this morning. Hallelujah to God. But David says that word that you must hide in your heart. And it comes up and it lets you know that you shouldn't sin against it. Hallelujah to God. Because it's the word of God. That's what God started everything with. And when he created that logos, hallelujah to God, when it came out, they understood it to be a logos, a spoken word of God. And that word just had so much power. Sometimes it takes us almost a lifetime to get a full understanding what happened when God opened his mouth. Hallelujah to God. Things just start moving. I don't quite understand it. Hallelujah to God. I get somewhat and I get enough to get satisfied. And I said, Lord, let me hold fast with this here. But God is almighty God. His glory is past finding out. These are part of the uncertain riches of Christ. Why are we up this time of morning? Hallelujah to God. Because it's the uncertain riches of Christ. Hallelujah. I tell you, when God touches you, you know, you're just kind of hard to find a starting place because he's eternal. He's from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah to God. And when the everlasting touched the finite, mine, hallelujah to God, it just started running, hallelujah to God, like those digital numbers that they be showing that go so fast just to be able to come before his presence and worship him and to praise him. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Somebody prayed for me as they prayed for you. Hallelujah to God. I was thinking on things. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to pray a minute. Hallelujah. And I was thinking about how God said that he has placed every member. I think it's that there. Somebody might find it. I could be quoting wrong, but you must forgive me. I don't mean no harm to anyone. Don't want to desecrate anything. And as it pleased him, Paul picked up and said, well, when he related to that thing, he said every function of the body have a need. And God had a train this body that it will do the work of God. He had placed every member there, you there, me there. You know, I know a lady, you know, and she had made some sacrifices, you know. And I was thinking about it this morning, and she made this big sacrifice to someone that was in need, you know. And I said, Lord, I would like to have make a sacrifice like that for you, Lord. Oh, my goodness, it was several thousand dollars, you know. And I wasn't trying to figure out where she get the money. I was trying to figure out the magnitude of love that she had for God, that she would take that and just sow it into someone's life, hallelujah to God. And then when you look back, it didn't affect anything in her life negatively. Matter of fact, she grew from that sowing, hallelujah to God. But I want to sow like that. And then God reminded me this morning that he has placed everyone in the body because that was for her to do, meaning that it wasn't for me to do. But then I look at what I do, and that's what God had for me to do, hallelujah to God. And everybody is satisfied in doing what God gives them to do because you get a certain amount of joy with it. Hallelujah. The joy bells just begin to start ringing down in the souls. Let me check this phone because it does so many things. This telephone, oh, it was over there, so I'm speaking. Hallelujah to God. And I was far away from it, glory to God. And when God begins to bless, hallelujah to God, we went back and we saw the blessing. We seen the seed that was sown, hallelujah to God. And then
I sort of looked at the increase. I said, they sold there, and the increase is over here. And there's something we're going to hold on to next week because I got to check with Pastor Darling to see if it's okay. And it was such a beautiful thing. Eh, close sheet, Tana Kayasa. Boy, it just shook that, hallelujah to God. It shook the very being of me, hallelujah to God. It changed your outlook on life, hallelujah to God. It strengthens the body. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I'd like to give them a scripture for this here because they definitely need to have scripture. So whenever you come back to it, that you could open up your Bible and go to this book and this chapter. And then God said, it's right there. It's right there. That's what I said. Hallelujah to God. Hey, glory to God. Well, I guess hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, it's in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, I just had dancing and running, oh, Lord God, and my feet today, oh, Lord God, and praise on my mind, oh, Lord God. And, hey, thank you, Lord God. It was kind of hard to get started, oh, Lord God, to just thank you and praise you, oh, Lord God, for all things going on, oh, Lord God. Sometimes we just get like Noah. We're just preachers of righteousness, hallelujah to God, and we just start and get on the broadcast. Here's now the news. Hallelujah. God is awesome. He has faith in you in the body. Hallelujah, God. He gave us Psalm 27. Hallelujah. He gave us Psalm 91. Hallelujah. It's written there for you to go back for your edification. Hallelujah, God, to glorify God with it. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Whew, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost here today. Hallelujah. Almost like the old song, Hokey Pokey. You jump into the spirit and you turn yourself around. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Morning by morning, God, it's just this new mercy that we see, oh, Lord God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that's the, hallelujah. How did we get over here, Lord God? Thank you, Jesus. Okay, because my intention was the spirit gets so high. I'm going to just read a little bit of this here. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to get the scripture of the week read. And this is Matthew 6 and 9. It says, after this manner, praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And let it be so. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah to God. I know we had to have scripture. We get started. Thank you, Lord God. And it was just so exciting just waking up, hallelujah to God, to come to the broadcast, hallelujah to God, the praise and deliverance, hallelujah to God. I want you to please be mindful that there's a deadline, and Pastor Darlene had set us up in agreement with us that you should send in, if you can, we're not demanding anything, to reach out to the people in Zimbabwe, Pastor Scholastica, yes, I want to send a container there, hallelujah to God, and let the people open up the gift and the expressions of love, hallelujah to God, and it would have a sign there saying that this also was donated from Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry, straight out of the Hour Power of Prayer, hallelujah to God, being mindful of all things, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to move on, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, we praise you, we worship you in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah to God, thank you, Lord God. I decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Hallelujah to God. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You wonder how I get stuck, hallelujah to God, because God, every time you praise him, every time you come to the prayer line, whether you feel it or don't feel it, you increase, you know. I'm going to say this here, and we're going to go to Pastor Darlene, hallelujah to God, of Lord, see, there was a minister, and God has given him so many chances. He got off into sin. We leave it like that. We put a sin because it's all S-I-N. Great, small, don't make a difference anyway. But some of it was had very severe consequences, especially the controlled substance with the drugs. Then there's different spirits that would enter in and possess the body, hallelujah to God, and change. And then, you know, is there a word called sexual promiscuity? I'm not good with those big words there. All that was involved in God delivered and brought him out because he loved him. The person had a stroke, and their face got contorted, and they were walking on crutches, and they came to the church, and we had a service, and we got into the presence of God, and he pushed the walker down on the floor. I'm looking. He fell down on the floor. He's a big guy. He's about 6 foot something, and he got the weight to go with it. And he rolling around on the floor, and he got up off the floor, and his face was straight, and he started walking and never went back on the walk again. God completely healed him of the stroke and delivered him. And then he got his strength and went back into what he was doing. Like a dog returning back to his vomit, like a pig going back to wallow in the mire. And then this past week or a week and a so ago, he went back to his hometown where God delivered him from. Maybe it's drug-related. I don't know at all with sin because it goes to and fro, up and down, so it can only may destroy. And I think it was a cousin, a brother, someone in the family, bunch of drug-related, pulled out the gun and shot up five people in the house. They shot up everybody who was sitting there. Something must have went wrong. He got shot, and two bullets got lodged in his heart. And God brought him out. He didn't die. No, he recovered. He's recovering home at now. And when I heard that, and we prayed for this person many times, I said, my God, how is it that he that dwelleth in the secret place abideth under the shadow of the Almighty? What I saw was that the word of God and God's spirit was there. And no matter how great the situation was, when God says, know that you're his, he's able to protect you and bring you out. And I was rejoicing because I seen where in the spirit where the bullets just stopped right there. It didn't tear it up, hallelujah to God. They can't get it out. But it's not killing him. It did not extract the life from him, hallelujah to God. And my prayer is that they would only come to the realization of the power that God has in this lifetime, which we easily forsake. Glory to God. We're going to go, what God had gave me today, and we're going to pray, is that I didn't have time to look up the scripture, but I know that it's in there. It says, we can do all things through Christ. And that's what I heard in the spirit. He said, all things through Christ that strengthen us. We're going to take this time here, hallelujah to God, glory to God, and go to our beloved Pastor Dolly, and hallelujah to God, see if any prayer requests came in, hallelujah to God. We're going to move forward in this hour of power of prayer and at this prayer, praise, deliverance ministry. The circle of friends is here. We're here. Hallelujah to God. I'm excited. Glory to God. Pastor Dolly, hallelujah. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And the scripture that you were talking about is in Philippians 4:13. And it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you.
Right.
So,
Thank you very much. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so we're so grateful to be here once again. God is so good, and his mercies endure forever. And the scripture of the week is in Psalms chapter 26, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And verse 6 says, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. And I'm thanking God for that scripture for this week. And today I want to request prayer for little children. I saw a vision of a little boy who needed help from his father. And when he went to get the help from his father began to beat him and to berate him. So just want to pray for the little children this morning. Don't know where these children are, but I just believe that God knows where all the children are. There are children all around the world who are being hurt and in distress in the midst of all the chaos that we're dealing with right now. We still need to keep our little children in prayer because they are very young and fragile, and many of them are not able to defend themselves, and there's no one there to help to defend them. So that's what I would like to request today. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We will certainly pray for the children. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Philippians 4:19. And it's a very familiar scripture. Hallelujah to God. Like, when the Lord blesses, we can do all things. Hallelujah to God. And when he said all things, he mean all things. I was realizing I see a lot of things going on. But when you really decide to just really just stretch out in God, hallelujah to God, and take him at his word, God begins to work miracles. We've seen we can't count the miracles. Not here. Not now. All the miracles that God just worked. While you were reading that scripture, Pastor Darlene, God had just sort of let me see. Every morning that you wake up in Christ and you go outside, your head is above your enemies. But it was with the, they be around about you. You can't see them. But because you know God, because you're in this pavilion, you figure when you're with God, that, like that picture that come on that sand, this vacation with the blue water, the hammock, and the peaceful serene, and all the good things of life, that's what it is when we serve God. The line's open. We want to pray for the children this morning. We want to get your prayer requests, hallelujah to God, and get your name, hallelujah to God, as a matter of a record here, hallelujah to God. And then we want to go, we want to pray for the children, we want to pray for the needs, we want to pray for the people that are in infected, hallelujah to God, with the virus. We want to pray for other people that need to be seen in hospitals, hallelujah to God. But because of the pandemic, it has hindered a lot of things from going on, hallelujah to God. And we got people trying to turn things around and shake it up like you would do a milkshake. Years ago, they used to have a shaker. You put the stuff in there in this plastic jar and you just shake it up and you come out with a shake called a great shake, a glade shake. Hallelujah to God, and they're trying to run for office, hallelujah to God, and on one hand, they're trying to stir up a war, put us in martial law, hallelujah to God, so certain people won't have to give up their office, that they're just going all kind of chaos. It's really time to pray. So when you give your name, you give your prayer request, hallelujah to God, we want to move right along in this hour here today, glory to God in the highest, because we're called, hallelujah to God. And I be praying for myself as well as you, and your mind come to mind during the middle of the day. I thought about the Apostle Paul, and they said he had a thorn in the flesh. And I thought about what he went through being shipwrecked and everything that he had gone through. The story's right there in the Bible. And then I said what it was he finished his course. He took the pain with him. He took the suffering with him. He took the aches. He took the heartaches. He took the beatings and stuff, but his mind was set. And that's where he wrote, I'm pressing toward the mark of that prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And that's what we're doing here in this hour of power of prayer. I pray, praise the Lord. We're just pressing toward a mark to get there, to finish our course. So we can say to the Lord, Lord God, well, I did the best I could with what you gave me. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Hallelujah, God. The line's open. Give your name and your prayer request. Hallelujah, God. We want to pray for the children that are not only here in other countries, babies that are being born. Hallelujah, God. Those that are unable to protect themselves. Those that are molested. Hallelujah, that wind up in the hands of pedophile. Those with parents have looked away, hallelujah to God, and somebody has taken their child and destroyed their child, hallelujah to God. There's a whole lot going on. So let's move on in this hour of power of prayer, realizing that we do all things through Christ that strengthens us. The lines are open, hallelujah to God. Please give your name at this time and your prayer request. If so, I want you to keep in mind to keep Brother Reggie in prayer. He's going for the closing. I believe the house is just about built and stuff. Hallelujah to God. Knows that's one of the things that God is doing. People have gotten jobs and they're settling in. We've got to pray for the comfort of them being satisfied with that job and that it will generate the money. Hallelujah to God. We got to pray for finances to come in because we need to take this prayer deliverance program, this hour power prayer. We need to push it out a little bit more because people are there. Hallelujah to God. They need a word. They need to hear. They need to come to the prayer line. They need to encourage someone else to dial in. If they all can't get in, let them just stand on the side and listen because God has given the pastor a mandate. Hallelujah to God. And we're here doing what God told us to do. Hallelujah to God. So at this time, you can give your prayer at this time. The half of the hour is gone. Hallelujah to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Linda. I request a prayer. For myself, I'm not feeling well.
Amen. Praying that God bless you. We have another.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie, and I'm requesting prayer for Tracy's mother, who was diagnosed with cancer. I don't know her name, but it's Tracy, her mother.
Amen. We're praying for the cancer. Hallelujah to God. Yes, we will pray for her. There'll be another hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Sister Helene. I want y'all to pray for me for my pastor, named Pastor Gary Wiggins. And pray for me too. And I don't want to be a selfish. I need to say thank you to Jesus because God do bless God blessing me. Because I would have a car. I have a hole in that car. For 4 years, this leak water go inside the car. 4 years. I'm dressed to go to church. I'm wet in the car. The car got water. I have to pick up water, put him outside. And when I was go tell y'all, pray for me, I was go to Pompano Beach. Now God give me some money and I fixed that car. I have to say thank you because for 4 years, 4 years, and water in the car. When it's raining, it's same thing raining outside inside my car. And now it's raining, no water get in the car, and I thank God for that. I have to say thank you, Jesus, and thank you for your words. Keep me in pray. Thank you so much. I thank God so much for that blessing. May God bless you.
Hallelujah. We thank you for that testimony, hallelujah to God. And we want to pray not only that God, that we praise him, that he would take you to the next one and he would give you one that don't even, that you know, that would just carry you real well because we serve a big God, hallelujah to God. And you're praying and the position that you take in God, worshiping him and praise him, he won't let you down because he's never failed us yet. Amen. Hallelujah to God. We just thank God for you. Say your name again, sister. Say your name again for me, please.
Sister Helene.
Your name. Helene, okay.
Sister Helene. H-E-L-E-N-E.
Helene, okay, Sister Helene. We pray about that. We have someone else. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Keeping Uncle Marvin in prayer. I hear you. Come on in. We have someone else?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We're going to keep Johnny in prayer. Hallelujah to God. and Sister Belinda, hallelujah to God, and Minister Chris, hallelujah to God, and the other one in Florida, day she just called the other day, Reggie's mother, I put it that way. Hallelujah. Let's go before the Lord and praise the Lord and put your prayer requests in there. And if you're not in the queue, hallelujah to God, just in your mind, just put your prayer request before the Lord, hallelujah to God, as we go through this hour of power of prayer. Lord, with the mic, so bless you, pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we pray, O Lord God, from the top of this, O Lord God, for the children and babies, O Lord God, infants and toddlers, O Lord God, all of those, O Lord God, that are young, O Lord God, the fragileness of the children, O Lord God, and their young hearts, O Lord God, and they not knowing, O Lord God, they've only been here a few months, O Lord God, years, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we pray that you protect them, O Lord God, from the pedophiles, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and all the feet of heart, O Lord God, we pray against the peace of parents, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the slowness of fathers and parents, O Lord God, that refuse to train up a child in the way that they would go, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, that Gable Shantaka, yes, O Lord God, that they need your protection right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for those, O Lord God, who are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God. Those, O Lord God, that are suffering with cancer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all manner of cancer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we pray for parents, Lord God, who are not, Lord God, instilling in their children, Lord God, the right things, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that you have to train them up, Lord God, in the way that we go, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for the gifts of family, Lord God, and Mr. Ben, Lord God, and his wife, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and the excellent job that they're doing, O Lord God, raising the children, O Lord God, and have trained up in the way to go, O Lord God, and that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is getting covered right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and other children and grandchildren, O Lord God, and young adults, and teenagers, O Lord God, O Lord God, that's in this chaotic world, O Lord God, and everything that's going on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the things that are going on, O Lord God, on Capitol Hill and in the government, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, all the spinning that's going on around the world, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come on this Thursday morning, O Lord God, and lay it at the altar, O Lord God, because you have sent your word, O Lord God, Philippians 4:19, O Lord God, that we can do all things, God, through Christ that strengthens us, O Lord God. So, Lord God, there are many that come, O Lord God, not feeling well in their body, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, with heart, O Lord God, they come, O Lord God, for other people, O Lord God, and pray on their heart, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, so much done, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come to thank you, God. We come to praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit, God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God, and we get showing yourself strong, Lord God, on every hand, O Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and you, God, we move. We breathe, O Lord God, we have our being, O Lord God, we just came to worship you, Lord God. We came to adore you, God. We came to praise your name, O Lord God. We just came to thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit, O Lord God, and they're moving by your power, O Lord God, in the name, O Lord God, Jesus, O Lord God, that name that's above every name, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that the sound, the very sound, O Lord God, every ear, found me, Lord God, every tongue is confessed, O Lord God. God, we pray for traveling mercy, O Lord God, for the people that need it, O Lord God. This week that's coming up, O Lord God. Lord God, the ones that they are going back to school, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would give wisdom, O Lord God. God, we ask, O Lord God, that you put a special protection out there, O Lord God, that you would smother out this virus, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O Lord God, we're looking at a man, O Lord God, but he has got the wisdom of God, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we ask that you protect, O Lord God, that you look on these things that they're trying to do, O Lord God, in the governance situation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving, O Lord God, by your Spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving, O Lord God, by your power, O Lord God, and Lord God, that you would take care, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, this week, O Lord God, this world, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, hallelujah, that you would protect your people, O Lord God, from heat, casualty, God, in the name of Father, Jesus, Lord God, as we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we call on Brother Marvin's name before you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that he would get a resolve, Lord God, get a situation, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. We're so happy, Lord God, that you walk here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. We kept lifting up and exalting your name, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, God, and we just came to worship, O Lord God, upon every remembrance of your holiness, O Lord God. You're the God that divided the Red Sea, Lord God. You're the God that brings the school, Lord God, into this time in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Prayer request, O Lord God, that may not make you, Lord God, people that are recovering, O Lord God, from operations, O Lord God, people that are having marital problems, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and moving, God, by your power, O Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, the praise, God, for what it deserves, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the daily bread, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and abide in the holiday, God, in your shadow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So happy, God, this glad to be a part of the glory I see, God, of the service, O God, your son, oh, yes, see, able, oh, Tarsan, and Akai, you see, God, in the name of Mokori, I see that above every name, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So we thank you, Mokori, Mokori, for your son, and Akai, you see, God, in the name of Mokori, Tarsan, and Akai, Adida, and Akai, you see, God, hallelujah, Mokori, you see, God, that you do it, Mokori, you see, hallelujah, son, and Akai, God, you deserve the honor, the glory, the praise, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving, that I can see by your spirit, God, and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that's above every name, O Lord God, begin to work the miracle, O Lord God, begin to move your hand, God, in the most difficult places, O Lord God, drive out the pedophile, the adultery, Lord God, take away that spirit of hunger, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, cause the people to worship, O Lord God, to sort your word, O Lord God, that they be able to come and worship you in spirit and in truth, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, because eyes have not seen, O Lord God, ears have not heard, O Lord God, neither has it entered into the heart of man, O Lord God, what you have prepared for us that love you, O Lord God. So we sow, O Lord God, this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, into the presence of God, O Lord God, and every prayer request, O Lord God, every pain, every ache, every carbuncle, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength of your word, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the years, O Lord God, that you bless us to be here, Lord God, to proclaim your word, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as you bring increase, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as you increase the borders, O Lord God, of the broadcast, O Lord God, as you increase us in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray for Minister Ross, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, strengthen and build up, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. At this time, O Mordecai, I see, God, forgetting those things, O what's behind, O Lord God, and things at hand, O Lord God. We're pressing toward the mark of the prize, O Lord God, of the high calling of Christ Jesus, O Lord God. Yes, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We're praying even this morning, O Lord God, for Brother Preacher Dan, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Dan. As he left, O Lord God, on the journey, God, that you're blessing and strengthening, dear God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Let not any soul, O Lord God. O Lord God, we pray for the Minister Darrell family, O Lord God, his mother, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, and those that are here, Lord God. Minister Brenda, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and the family, O Lord God, that is here, Lord God, the Baytops family, I believe it was, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for James, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for every minister, every missionary, O Lord God, every pastor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for every church, every ministry, ministry, Lord God. I got heaven, Lord God, by this pandemic, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I present it for you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As you said your word, O Lord God, that the virtual Abel Shatan Akaias and Perks will pay of the rights of the man, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, with all these prayers, Lord God, with the prevail, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we pray for pastors, Scholastic, Lord God, and that you keep, O Lord God, in all of our ways, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Traveling mercy, O Lord God, from day to season, O Lord God, all throughout the day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we get the business, take care of that need to be taken care of, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power, of prayer, 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 deliverance. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we cover this precious prayer, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, and no retaliation. Come up against it, Lord God, against your people in this time and in this hour, Lord God, by dipping your strength, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for Ruby Falls, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and the Falls family, God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Pastor Daniel L. Jones, God, Val R. Jones, O Lord God, First Lady Jones, O Lord God, Pastor Dolly, my wife, O Lord God, your wives, your husbands, hallelujah, God. Relationships in the name of Jesus, Lord God, restoring jobs, O Lord God, entrepreneurship, O Lord God, we praise you for it right now in Jesus' name. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, God, for what you deserve, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for every testimony, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the strength, O Lord God, healing bodies, O Lord God, touch in a special way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for Minister Juanita, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're blessing and that you're strengthening, O Lord God, and that you're keeping, God, by your spirit and by your power. So we give thy name the honor, the glory, the praise, God, for what you deserve in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We came to praise, O Lord God. We come to render the praise unto you, O Lord God. Praying for the prophet Renee, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and the power, Lord God, to expel, O Lord God, the power of darkness, the unfruitful works of darkness, O Lord God, from around her and out of her home, O Lord God. Praying for Lucina Davis, O Lord God, to have the accident, O Lord God, the chaplain Davis, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that that body, O Lord God, will line up with the word of God, that skeletal system, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, he called your side, God, complete healing, O Lord God, in the skeletal system, O Lord God, the respiratory system, O Lord God, heart, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, eyes, lungs, liver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, knees and hips, O Lord God, drive out that spirit of arthritis right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, touch kidneys, O Lord God, shock him, O Lord God, Lord God, because you're the God that works miracles so great, God. There's just none like you, O Lord God. Touch eyes, O Lord God. Touch my eyes, O Lord God, that they will clear up, O Lord God. Bless with order in my life, O Lord God, and the things that I do, O Lord God. Help me get focused, O Lord God, and the things to move forward, God, in the things of God. Lord God, pray for Minister Shonda, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the Minister Natel, O Lord God, and the radio ministry, O Lord God, that would be able to get time, O Lord God, that he would sow some of his time into our time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and all things consider, Lord God, knowing that you are the Almighty God and that you are our Father, O Lord God, and because you all of these things, God, we know that you're able to meet the need, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray for the ministers, O Lord God, and pastors of churches, O Lord God, that have mega ministry, Lord God, and now they have to live stream, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would cover them, O Lord God. They're not looking out and seeing the thousands and hundreds and thousands of people in the congregation, O Lord God, but that they will remain faithful in their teaching, O Lord God. We pray for their strength this day in the name of Jesus. So we give your name the honor, the glory, the praise, and we say hallelujah. And amen. At this time, I appreciate it, and I return the remaining portion of this hour of power prayer to the Pastor Dolly, and I thank you for your generosity of letting us come, hallelujah, God, and worship and praise with you in the name of Jesus. We just thank God. I just get excited at times, about what God is doing. Is this sometimes more than words can express? And we thank you for your love that you express here on the broadcast. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you continuously going out and coming in from this time forth, even and forevermore, that you would have joy in your soul like a river. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Dolly.
Amen. 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 Thanking God once again for his love and grace and his mercy. And we're just so glad for what God is doing. Apostle Horsley, we appreciate you, and I pray that God continues to pour back in you what you have poured into us, and that he strengthens you and your lovely bride, Evangelist Lynn, as you all continue to work up our Father. And I know that you are working together to do his will. And for each and every one of you here, I do appreciate you. I thank God for what you have done to support this Zimbabwe effort. And we still have a few days before the container is sent over to Zimbabwe. So if you have a desire to send maybe a cash, if you don't have time to send the items that we need, if you can send the cash to my Cash App account, or I also have Zelle, you can contact me and I can give you that information. But for Cash App, you just put in my phone number. There is a handle, I can't remember what it is right offhand, but just dial in my phone number, which is 904-859-1022, and we'll be sure to get that sent to our Pastor Scholastica. So we're just thanking God for what he's doing to help these people in Zimbabwe. There are people all around the world who help. I was talking to some people in the store yesterday, and actually the cashier, when I was checking out, I had bought some stuff there, and she saw that it was quite a few of the same items, and she could tell that we were putting together some care packages, and so she volunteered to help us. So she's getting some items together, and she sent me a text yesterday as to what we were going to do, and I'll be picking up those items on Friday. So, you know, when you're doing something for the Lord just continues to pour into you, give you some increase. So I'm just thanking God for Candace. So we just praise God for blessing her to have a heart of giving and to share in this effort going to Zimbabwe. So I appreciate every one of you who has offered, those who have sent money, and those who have put some items together and sent them to me. So we will continue to do whatever we can to help whenever we can. And God bless you real good. So I decree this morning that we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. I decree that we are above and not beneath, and the blessings of Abraham belong to us, and not only us, but for our children too. We pray that our children will know Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, not only our children, but their children too, as they come into this earth realm. So we pray for all of our family members that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we shall go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. Our Pastor Scholastica will be facilitating, and we will listen in and share with whatever God is doing. And we know that as we are on one accord, that God continues to bless and multiply us. So I love you. Go in peace and be whole. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.